America fell into darkness, a call rang out across the land. Lair Adams, entertainer and entrepreneur, answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar, Christopher Hart. They teamed with lifelong radio pro Nostradamus. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Lair Adams, Nostradamus, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
The deadline is here, and if you miss it, dire consequences and bad luck will befall you if you do not sign up for Obamacare by midnight tonight. Folks, this is Lair Adams, streaming to you live from the Mercury Free Studios, and this is the American Adversaries at Drive Time on AM 660, The Answer. On a personal note, I hope to be with you again tomorrow, as I will not be signing up for CommieCare. You know, that sounds almost superstitious, doesn't it? But superstition is rampant in the 21st century. Now, the mudslides in Washington State and earthquakes in California are being blamed on man-made climate change. We're told if you recycle that plastic bag, if you buy an electric car, if you use just one sheet of toilet paper, if you send money to green causes, the earth will know, and Gaia will stop her assault on man. It's no different than prehistoric man offering sacrifice to quiet the volcano. Yes, modern man, you're just as superstitious. Speaking of volcanoes, our host is ready to blow, Christopher Hart!
Okay. Thanks so very much, Lair Adams, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us. And that's right, we are coming to you live from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios. And don't forget, for the best in mercury-free dentistry, call Dr. James Hardy at 407-678-3399. Now, to call us, the phone number is 407-774-8255, but you guys already knew that. We do have the smartest audience in town, and that is for sure.
Chris, have you signed up?
Are you
going to sign up, Chris? Come on, Chris. Tonight's the night, Chris.
No.
Bad luck is going to befall you.
It depends. It depends if you get in line.
PB&GB will be there.
If you get in line, the deadline is not at midnight. And if you are filing by paper, the deadline is not until next Monday. And then, of course, if you are eligible for any one of the exemptions, then you do
not have a deadline.
So there's a lot of reasons why not to be panicking. But there are a number of people still signing up.
I have a headache. That's on there, isn't it?
I don't know about that. But trying to get signed up will definitely give you a headache, that's for sure. But if you haven't signed up, don't worry, folks. There'll be other alternatives. I'm sure of that. All right, but there is no other alternative to the American Adversaries in Drive Time, whether we be on AM 660, The Answer, or whether we be streaming at am660theanswer.com, which is where you're listening to us right now. We very so much appreciate that. And if you didn't catch our show last night, I invite you after the show tonight to go to our website at americanadversariesradio.com and take that show in. It was a lot of fun to do. We had a couple of great guests on there. And, of course, the regular cast was all here. But we had Keisha Rogers on the show. She's running for the Senate Democratic nomination to run against John Cornyn in Texas for the U.S. Senate, and she was a fascinating interview. She bills herself as a Lyndon LaRouche Democrat, but I tell you what, this woman has done her homework, and she knew what she was talking about too, buddy. And then we had Greg Gutfeld on. Yeah, that Greg Gutfeld from The Five, and you better not be watching them right now unless you got the sound turned down on the TV, which is okay. But he also was the host of Red Eye, that show that comes on in the middle of the night. He's written a great new book called Not Cool, The Hipster Elite and Their War on You. And if you would like to meet Greg and get him to get a book and get him to autograph it, you'll have that opportunity 1 week from Saturday. That'll be on April 12th at the Barnes & Noble on East Colonial Drive there at 11 a.m. Now, if you're up there in the Villages, he'll be there at 8 a.m., and if you're in West Melbourne, he'll be there at 2 p.m. So he's going to be making a bus trip through the state on Saturday the 12th at 11 a.m. is when you can catch him at the Barnes & Noble on East Colonial Drive. And the book is a great book. And I especially recommend it as a gift for that young person in your life who has had too much of the liberal education, if you will, or that smart person, you know, who thinks they know everything. This is the great gift that they need to get. Okay. And once again, we are live, so if you'd like to be a part of the show, give us a call at 407-774-8255. Now, we've been teasing you about this safe giveaway here on AM 660, The Answer. This is a great safe. It's a Haynes Everglades safe. That's a local company. They build them right here in the Orlando area. High-quality safe, and yes, it is a gun safe. And yes, we can say gun safe here on AM 660, The Answer. Evidently, Fox 35 across town can't bill it as a gun safe.
No, it's a projectile immersion.
It's just a
protection
safe. It's just
compartment.
A safe for your valuables. Yeah, well, part of your valuables could very well be a gun, and this is.
If somebody breaks in your house, that's one of the first things they're going to steal.
That's for sure. And this thing is valued at over $1,600. Weighs over 600 pounds, so it's not likely anybody's going to carry it out the front door or the back. And it's you can find it at Armstrong Lock and Security, which is on North Mills, right there in downtown Orlando area. And here's the details, okay? Each day of the week, they're going to give out a number that's part of the combination. At the end of the week, you'll go to AM 660, The Answer, and enter in the combination, which will get you into the drawing for the safe. Or you can double your odds by going to Armstrong Lock and Security in person and entering into the contest. Now, they've given out the first number today, and it was number 7. Write it down.
Can you give that out?
Number 7. Yep, we can give it out. It's been given out on the station here today. The number 7 is the first number of the combination. All right, so write number 7 down, and you'll have to get the other 4 numbers to get yourself entered into the drawing for the safe.
Sandpaper will not help your fingertips either.
Yeah, that's right.
On this combination.
Don't worry, you know, the stethoscope thing, that's not going to do you any good either. No, you're going to have the numbers for the combination. The first number is 7. Write it down. Okay, before we get started here today, I just want to pay a tribute to a fellow who passed away last week, and I noticed it, and to be honest with you, it didn't dawn on me right away who the man was. But then I watched a little bit in the news about him and then read some articles about him, and then it all came rushing back because I remember it when it happened. I was a young fella, and used to watch the news sitting on the floor in the living room next to my dad as he sat in his recliner chair. And I remember the night that this hit the news because it was big news. The fellow's name is Jeremiah Denton. And if you don't remember Jeremiah Denton, let me tell you a little bit about him. His latest achievement in life was to be a United States senator, and an accomplished senator at that. He had retired, and before being a senator, he was a Navy admiral. But before that, he was most remembered for being a prisoner of war. He was taken prisoner in Vietnam on July 18th, 1965, 3 days after his 41st birthday. He was shot down. He flew an A-6 intruder. And he was taken prisoner and held until 1973 when all the prisoners were released. That's about 8 years. and what made him stand out and become such big news was what he did as part of what the what the Vietnamese were trying to do, along with a Japanese film crew, by the way. They were trying to use these prisoners as propaganda. They, in other words, have the prisoners go in front of the camera and say, you know, the North Vietnamese are great people. They're treating me beautifully. Everything's fine and dandy, and everything the United States is doing is bad. Well, he wouldn't do it.
A hostage video.
Here's what he did do, and I just want to read a little bit from an article that was in the Wall Street Journal today on their op-ed page entitled Jeremiah Denton. Nick, please give me two more minutes here. Jeremiah Denton never blinked. He did not blink while leading bombing runs over North Vietnam as commander of a squadron of A-6 intruders. He did not blink after he was shot down and taken prisoner on July 18, 1965. And he did not blink when 10 months later he was hauled before a Japanese film crew to deliver what Hanoi expected would be a propaganda statement denouncing the American war effort and praising his captors for humane treatment. And the Japanese film crew, by the way, was just there to film this. They weren't part of the crew the Vietnamese were trying to do. Okay, and here's what the man said, denouncing the American war effort and praising his captors for humane treatment. Whatever the position of my government, I believe in it, yes, sir, he said. I am a member of that government, and it is my job to support it, and I will as long as I live. Now, that was pretty extraordinary in and of itself, but that wasn't really what made the big news. This part here is. All the while, he used his eyelids to bat out the word torture in Morse code. Now, do you remember Jeremiah Denton? It was the first confirmation of the true nature of the treatment being meted to American POWs. Thanks to YouTube, you can watch the tape of Denton's eyelid Morse communication in what was an astonishing act of bravery and fidelity to duty. His captors soon realized what he had done, and he was beaten and tortured some more. Of his nearly 8 years in captivity, 4 were spent in solitary, often in boxes the size of a coffin. The North's torturers never broke him. With James Stockdale and other senior officers, Denton inspired his fellow prisoners to resist, to say no, to maintain their honor amid the relentless and violent efforts to degrade it. Freed at last in 1973 after the Paris Peace Accord, Denton, who would go on to become an admiral and a senator, delivered a brief speech. We are honored to have had the opportunity to serve our country under difficult circumstances. We are profoundly grateful to our Commander-in-Chief and to our nation for this day. God bless America. We've no doubt God is blessing Jeremiah Denton. Let me read that first sentence again that he said when he was released. We are honored to have had the opportunity to serve our country under difficult circumstances. Whole different mindset than from the pajama boy world that we live in today. The opportunity he saw it as to be tortured as a POW because he so loves this country and he so loves his duty as an American military fighting man. Oh Lord, where have they all gone? I know we still have a lot of folks like this, and they are most of them in the military right now. But we have so scant few walking around like the rest of us civvies. Scant few. When somebody like a pajama boy would be at any moment in time taken seriously for one instant, much less be used as a propaganda tool to sell us a socialist form of health care.
Well, it's also their point to make it that socialism is better than what we have right now. Socialism is better than the freedoms we have right now to plot our own course. Folks, if you agree, give us a call, 407-774-8255. Those of you watching the game, hey, listen to us on the computer. We will be back. Hey, folks.
stripes, I'm WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan. And if you really want to find out what's going on in America, check out the American Adversaries. Tough guy. Ho!
Ho! And away we go. All right, folks. I tell you what. We are the American Adversaries. We are in drive time on AM 660 The Answer, coming to you live from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios. And don't forget, for the best in Mercury Free dentistry, call Dr. James Hardy at 407-678-3399.
We have to get him back here in the studio and talk about how important getting rid of that mercury in your mouth is. That's a definite health hazard.
Yeah, we're in the process right now of setting up a date where he can come and sit in and do the show with us. And that's going to be real soon. By the way, Mary Lee of Vacation Travel Planners is cutting a new spot today, so make sure you pay attention to that. Some great new deals. You know, this is a great time to start planning for that summer vacation if you haven't already, or even the fall. Or even right now in the spring. It's never too late, you know, to get ready to go somewhere this weekend.
Well, and when you see all these travel deals, the stuff you get in the mail and all that, don't listen to them. Always call Mary Lee, because she can even explain those to you if they're like, hey, you know, it looks like you're getting a good deal, but
that's
maybe
right.
Not.
As a matter of fact, she can send you a travel planner. And
yes.
All you have to do is call Mary Lee at 321-251-4777. And, of course, tell her that we sent you. That's 321-251-4777. And we want to thank you folks out there who have taken advantage of Mary Lee and Vacation Travel Planners because of our show. We really appreciate all of you who support our sponsors, I should say.
And remember, nobody doesn't like Mary Lee.
That's right. Okay. I was talking about, you know, a different time when we had a different caliber of men, you know, who were proud of serving their government, even in tough times, which we still have. And
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about people in the military. But let's just talk a little bit about President Obama's world, because it's coming apart at the seams. We're all watching what's going on over in the Ukraine. But did you know now that the Russians are also massing troops? I guess 3,000 would qualify as massing troops. And certainly if you are in Finland, you would think it is massing
mm-hmm.
troops on the border with Finland. Now, if you look at a map,
they were part of Russia until about 1910 or 17.
So. That's right. And they're right up there, the northwestern portion. It would be kind of like positioned more or less like, say, Alaska is to Canada. And certainly they border right up against Russia. And the Russians evidently are carrying out some military exercises and perhaps have the intention of reopening a base which had been closed on that border due to the detente, if you will, that occurred after the fall of the Soviet Union.
I do know this. The Finns do like capitalism.
Okay.
So he wants to come in there and change things. It's not like the Crimeans. The Finnish have done a wonderful job.
No, they do not. They like their steam baths, and they like traveling. They like living the good life.
Well, I know, it may have changed, but when I was a kid in school, I did a report on Finland, and they were the only country after World War II that repaid their debt to the United States.
They are very,
at that time,
very proud of that fact as well. And they are very proud people, and they are not at all comfortable with what's going on in Russia. And then there was this that has been reported by the UK Independent today, and that is a fellow by the name of Andrzej Illarionov. Illarionov, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. You spell it Illarionov. He is the former chief economic advisor to Vladimir Putin, and he says what Mr. Putin has in mind is to conquer, that's his word, Andrej's word, he wants to conquer Belarus, the Baltic states, and Finland as he attempts to put the Russian Empire back together. And certainly, we must at least assume, I think it is safe to say, that he has those sorts of designs in mind. We cannot assume that, oh, he's happy now, he's got Crimea, oh, he's going to be real happy and pleased. No, what we now know from the meetings with Kerry and Lavrov, which just ended today in Paris, is that basically what the Russians now, they want, quote-unquote, a land bridge from Russia to Crimea. Because they're kind of disconnected, kind of like Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
This would be
mm-hmm.
tantamount to us wanting a land bridge from the Canadians to go from Washington, say, up to Alaska. And I don't mean
free flow of weapons, of everything else.
I don't mean a land bridge like a four-lane highway. They mean a land bridge like a significant portion of real estate. So anybody who thinks that Vladimir Putin doesn't have bigger designs, perhaps they should give pause and give Ilya Ryanov's quote a little bit more thought. All right, when we come back, we're going to be joined by our man, Nostradamus, and we got a lot more to talk about, so don't go away. As a matter of fact, we might even try to give away a couple of bottles of Roxy Pacifics for you guys out there listening on the Internet.
Best stuff for your skin. The American Adversaries will be back all right after the news and some other comments, but don't you worry, we will be back.
Here is tonight's American Adversary Soundbite RX.com News Minute. SoundbiteRx.com, a great way to be better informed. Tonight's SoundbiteRx.com News Minute is being brought to you by Lake Mary Jewelers. For that special gift, for that special someone, go to Lake Mary Jewelers at the intersection of Lake Mary Boulevard and Lake Emma Road. Call them today, 407-878-6230. Now, here's Christopher Hart with Ted Bogert of SoundbiteRx.com.
Hi, this is Chris Hart. Ted will be back with us tomorrow. Folks, as I say, every day when Ted and I discuss things, we're usually just talking one or two stories that we highlight out of a whole selection of things that go up on SoundbiteRx.com every day. Let me just give you a few of the highlights of stories that have gone up today. And this is just from this morning. There have been others put up today as well. If you go there today, you'll find out about how the world is perhaps looking at a nuclear war on the horizon. Yeah, a lot of happy things, thoughts there, right? Now, in reality, folks, there are signs that people are beginning to fear that there will be a regional nuclear contest given the nuclear proliferation that is beginning to sprout the world over. A warning there. A warning about the Snowden deal, how the revelations of Snowden have set back American intelligence by perhaps decades in their gathering abilities. And then there is the phone call from Putin to Obama. You'll find out more about it on SoundbiteRx.com. You'll find out about, this is a great article by Star Parker about the failings of liberalism, something that we're talking about on this show. It's not so much Obama as it is liberalism that is failing and failing in a disastrous fashion. And then there's more about the visit between the Pope and President Obama. Reuters is sticking by its story that what the president said they talked about wasn't the whole story. And then there's this. Gwyneth Paltrow. I'm sure you've heard about this story. Well, you can find out more about it today at soundbiterx.com. She thinks she's got it rough. Boy, oh boy, if she thinks she's got it rough, where are we going from there? I tell you what, folks, go to soundbiterx.com. That's where you'd go to get the whole story. It's good medicine. We'll be right back.
AMC. Patricia Summerlin, when I'm in Central Florida, I like to snuggle with three sexy humps. Christopher Hart, Nostradamus, and Mayor Adams. Ooh, the American Adversaries, these guys stimulate my brain.
Okay, we're back. That's right, folks. We're the American Adversaries. It is drive time on AM 660, The Answer. I am Christopher Hart, along with Lair Adams. We're coming to you live from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios.
And we're not alone.
No, we're not alone. We have Nick LoCicero on the bridge, as always, guiding us through the ether. Well, wait a minute. We're not being guided through the ether tonight. We're going across the Internet.
That's... Chris, I think you're on the ether.
Yeah. All right. But we also are joined in the studio right now by one of our sponsors, and it, of course, is Mara Lee of Vacation Travel Planners. Hey, Mara Lee, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Chris and Lair. How are you guys doing?
Well, you look all rested and refreshed and like you just had a great time. Why do you look like that?
Oh, it's tough, but I just came off a 7-night cruise.
Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah.
You're suffering just like old Gwyneth. You and Gwyneth got it rough, don't you? I tell you what.
Well, it was actually, the reason I went was actually because of part of my cruise certification that I'm taking. That is one of my requirements that I...
Have to have a good time. Oh,
no,
terrible.
I have to go on a 7-night cruise, do a ship inspection on board, and... check out to see what it's all about so I can help out my clients.
Cool. And was this a new ship, a new boat?
Yes, it was. It was the Norwegian Getaway out of Miami.
Mm. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Huge.
One of the big ones. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, I understand that some of those boats may be coming to Port Canaveral. Is that right? Some of the bigger boats or some new boats, perhaps?
We are getting a couple of new boats into Port Canaveral. Yeah. Carnival is switching their fleet around. We're getting the Carnival Sunshine, which is a fairly big boat.
Yep.
And we're also getting the Carnival Liberty. She's coming up here as well.
All right.
And so the Dream is going bye-bye as well as the Ecstasy. She's actually already gone down to Miami, but yeah, so they're coming up. And then, of course, we've got the Breakaway that stops here once a week and the new Royal Caribbean that's under construction that's going to be stationed up in Bayonne, but she's going to make a stop in Port Canaveral once a week. So
great. Really,
Marilee, now I got to tell you, my dream is to do a world cruise under the sea. Like that old movie, remember, Chris, Around the World, Under the Sea?
Yes.
When are you going to get us a submarine cruise? That would be so cool.
I'm working on it.
I want a window seat,
I'm
though.
I'm working on it.
Or do I? Okay. That's dangerous.
In the meantime, tell
screen
us...
Screen door seat.
Tell us some of the big deals going right now, the best deals going right now.
Okay. Crazy special.
Ooh.
Okay. 11-night transatlantic cruise. 11 nights.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
$399 per person plus tax.
What?
No way.
Way.
$400 per person, 11-night transatlantic cruise.
Yes.
That's $30-something dollars a day.
Yes. Now, for all you can eat.
Is that leaving out of Miami?
That's leaving out of Miami, correct.
And going to?
Barcelona, Spain.
Oh, wow.
Now, are you sleeping in a real bed? I mean, mm-hmm. This isn't like they make you sleep out on the deck or something. This mm-hmm. is that's unbelievable.
Now, that's the inside cabin.
I understand that, but
okay,
still.
But how would you like a balcony for $100 more?
Oh, no way.
$500 for
500
per person?
For a balcony for now, 11 nights.
When is this?
Yeah.
April 27th on the Norwegian Epic.
April 27th.
And it leaves Canaveral and returns?
No, it goes out of Miami.
Okay.
Miami and to Barcelona. So
and
you just
it goes
need.
To, right. It goes
now,
to Barcelona.
Obviously, if someone gets you to book the cruise, you'll help them book a flight back from Barcelona.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
You're going to tell my brother about this.
I'm telling you what, April 27th, that's a transatlantic. So $399 inside, $499 balcony
mm-hmm.
per person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an 11 night cruise. And is that on, what ship is that on?
The Norwegian Epic.
Oh, wow. Wow. That is a fantastic deal. Wow. How about something, though, in the Caribbean? You got any hot deals going in the Caribbean right now?
In the Caribbean? Let's see. Well, actually, I've got some for traveling solo.
Somebody's calling.
That's important.
Somebody
that's
wants
the
to
music.
Put you that cruise right
this
now.
This must be a big cruise. Yeah, she's got background
there
music.
There we go.
By the way, folks, you can call Marilee as well, like that person, at 321-251-4777.
Call about that deal.
I'm telling you.
That's killer.
It is. I would love to sail a transatlantic cruise.
I think that would be so cool.
Oh, yeah. And how can
I've had
be
clients
to
do it who absolutely loved it.
I can just imagine.
Absolutely loved it.
Okay,
but,
now,
for instance, if you have somebody who wants to travel solo, who doesn't have, you know, a companion to go with, or they just want to get out of town for a while, Carnival right now has lifted their single supplements on a lot of select dates, including a lot of the ones for the Bahamas and the Caribbean.
What does that mean?
Well, whenever you price a cruise, when you ever see a price for a cruise, like the $399,
right.
Those are always based on double occupancy.
Mm-hmm. Two persons in a cabin.
Two persons in a cabin. So
right.
If you're traveling by yourself, guess what? You're paying double.
Right.
You know, the only thing you don't pay double on is on the tax itself. But you're paying, you know, you'd be paying like the $399 twice plus
right.
the tax.
Should still be worth it. But,
you know,
but you're saying on Carnival is dropping that requirement for some cruises?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That is cool.
Yes. So for a lot of people who just want to kind of get out of town and, you know, experience it. Tim, if you're listening, this means you. I'm talking to you.
All right. This is where you can get a single cabin for a single price. In other words, you can get the double cabin for the single price.
Right. Exactly.
Right. That's a great deal.
And now, exactly.
And Carnival's the only one offering this right now?
They're the only one. There are some of the European cruises that are offering it
on
some of the river cruises. They're waiving the single supplements. But as far as like in the Caribbean and Bahamas right now, Carnival's the only one who's doing it.
Now, does it break down to half? Does it actually break down to half of what it would be? I mean, if the regular two-person price?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because and the only thing you pay for is the tax, which everybody would pay for anyway.
Sure. Right.
But yeah, so it's pretty much half.
Some pretty sweet deals going on right now at Vacation Travel Planners, 321-251-4777. And you can call there, and Merrill Lee, you'll send them a vacation, you'll send them a travel planner book, right? Travel planner guide. No cost for the guide. Just give Merrill Lee a chance to say hello to you. And if you're interested in cruising, and of course, you can also with terrestrial vacations, it doesn't have to be a cruise. What if I wanted to take a train trip across the nation? Could you set that up for me?
Yes, I can.
How do you like that?
Yeah, they have several of those that they do that. They do Canadian Rocky Tours train.
Yeah, up in Canada, the trains are like a tourist destination, the train ride is. Yep. It's like a cruise.
Yes, or if you even want to go over to Europe, I have a really great package that does like 3 nights in London, 3 nights in Paris, and includes the tunnel in between the two.
Hey, can you get me on that brand new train, the Sunrail?
I can, Chris. Real cheap there, buddy.
I wish you folks in Radio Land could have seen the look on her face there for a second. All right, let's bring our executive producer in on this this deal here. Nostradamus.
He's a cruiser.
Hey, are you?
I am. Well, hey, you know, Larry, I got a great idea for that under-the-sea cruise. Maybe Merrill Lee can book you in steerage, you know, where Leo DiCaprio was in Titanic?
Yes! End up with old Leonardo, too.
At the front of the ship while it's underwater.
Hey, Dennis,
I have a snorkel.
You and your wife, you just finished paying off your house? What about a transatlantic cruise to celebrate?
Yeah, you know, we really need to, and I'll tell you what, we're spending about the next 12 months getting our financial house in order, which we haven't done in so long.
Yeah,
we got a big anniversary coming up in January, so who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? All right, well, you know a lot of things.
Blew that surprise.
You know a lot of things, that's for sure. But did you know who the favorite anchors, TV anchors, are in Nostradamus?
Favorite TV anchors?
Yes.
No, I didn't. I'm going to have to defer to you. Tell
me. I thought I'd surprise you on this. Yeah, this was in the paper Saturday. This was a poll taken by who took this poll anyway? I'll find out.
Is this network news TV anchor?
Yes, it is.
Do people still watch network news on TV?
Well, here's what people watch them for. The question is: do you watch newscasters for their accuracy, their ethics, their voice of reason in times of distress, or do you just want to like your anchor?
It's just likability. It's all likability.
That's what it is, likability. And it's Scott Pelley of CBS News scores tops with, he gets a 19 positive Q score. By the way, this is done by Marketing Evaluations Incorporated.
I like him. I think he's a great journalist.
Scott Pelley gets number one at 19. Anderson Cooper comes in at 18 for number two. Chris Matthews gets the lowest score of all. That's very much believable.
How about Brett Baer?
Brett Baer? Tim is listening out there. Okay. Hey, Tim. Glad you got the message. Brett Baer, let's see. Most of the Fox guys came in at below average.
Wow.
Let's see. Laura Logan was third place. And let's see, as I said, Chris Matthews was dead at the bottom of it there. And let's see, Diane Sawyer was a 13, so she was about in the middle. So there it is, Scott Pelley's number one.
That's really odd considering Fox is the number one cable news source. I would have thought their people would have been a bit higher.
But you have to understand, the overriding criteria was likability.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, O'Reilly's not a real likable guy.
Oh, no, not O'Reilly, but Brett Baer. I just think
it doesn't mention Baer. It mentions Shepard, old Shepard, who used to be... Shep Smith, who used to be around here. And
so did the
O'Reilly,
other guy.
And it mentions O'Reilly, Hannity, and Shep. They scored below average. It doesn't mention Brett Baer. But this is all having to do with likability.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with accuracy or the ability to deliver the news or make you think.
Well,
they just want to know, who reads it nice and who makes you smile when you're watching?
Well, sure. I would consider Hannity and O'Reilly as, you know, anchors, news anchors. I mean, they have news programs, but they're not news. They're not the talking heads.
Yeah, they're opinion shows. They're not newscasts.
All right. Okay. Well, hopefully if they ever do the survey on radio, we'll come in there somewhere.
I hope.
All right. You know, the UN is issuing another dire warning, and the newspapers are all up, you know, like USA Today and a few others are all up in arms over the latest climate dire predictions. And the administration is in particular focusing now on certain gases which weren't before listed as, you know, greenhouse gases, but are now being listed, seven new gases. But they're focusing right now on one, namely methane.
Yeah, did you say dire predictions or dairy predictions?
Or diarrhea predictions.
Dire dairy predictions, because they're going after the methane that is being produced in the cattle industry. Right, Dennis?
Yeah, what they're saying is they are proposing cutting methane emissions from the dairy industry by 25% within the next 6 years.
Now,
U.S. agriculture only accounts for 9% of the country's greenhouse gas emissions, according to EPA, but it makes up a sizable portion of methane emissions.
And now, do they specify where these here methane emissions are coming from?
Well, culprits are cows, and the and let's just put it this way: it comes from both ends.
It does.
Other livestock as well, but cows are the big culprit. They say the average cow releases more toxic material into the air than the average car in a year.
Larry's glad to hear that, but because all the toxic air he releases. Just kidding, Larry.
Well, that's all right.
But yeah, they're going.
It is a ridiculous comment.
They are going after cow flatulence and belching. This is what they're talking about. do they propose how they are going to go about doing this? Are they going to come up with some sort of underground storage system like they want to do with the emissions from coal plants?
Well, let's be honest, Chris. How are they going to regulate wild animal flatulence? I mean, every creature produces this. So now, wait a minute, you're just focusing on cows. I mean, with every other animal, creature that's living and breathing, this is almost racial.
Now I can feel
it's bigoted.
I can feel
against cows.
I can feel superior to all you folks because I'm a vegetarian, so I'm not responsible for any of this cow flatulence.
I bet you produce plenty of your own.
Nostradamus?
Well, we could build a pipeline and go from every farm down into some refining plant, and we could sell it to other nations.
Oh, no, only the British can do that. They can cook aborted fetuses to run their electricity on, but no, using cows?
Or we can pump it through that reactor out there by UCF that blew up last summer and they didn't tell anybody about. Maybe they've made the repairs to it. All right, stick around, folks. We're coming right back. Mary Lee, she's ready to get out of here after all this.
It's just talk, Mary Lee. It's just talk.
She doesn't want to find out for herself, for sure.
I've got some poopery I could lend you guys.
Okay,
I see.
There you go. All right, don't go away, folks. We'll be right back. That's right, the American Adversaries. And don't forget, we'll be back on our regular schedule tomorrow. Hopefully the Rays are going to win their opener today. And how about those Predators, 3-0? They're playing again Thursday night on the road, and then they'll be back a week from Thursday night here in town. Get your tickets. It's a great show. Nostradamus.
I don't want to talk about baseball. My Mets blew a lead in the ninth inning and lost the game.
Ah, did they now? Did they now? Hey, did you write down the number 7?
Yes, I did.
All right, because you get that lining up with the other four numbers and get entered. Well, you can't enter, but
we can't win, Chris.
But somebody listening out there certainly can. Take note of the number 7 and get the rest of the combination, and you might win that Hanes Everglades
Guns.
Hey, he could use his real name. Nostradamus, you could use your real name. Nobody knows your real name.
Of course we do.
They'll know me. Joe Ferraro would sniff me out in a minute.
It's Nostradamus. Anyway, get those combination numbers and then go to AM660 The Answer and enter that combination to enter the drawing. Or better yet, go down in person to Armstrong Lock and Security right there on North Mills Avenue in Orlando, just north of Colonial Drive there, and you'll be able to enter there as well. All right.
Dennis, if you had a cold, would you be nasal Dennis?
I might be.
Oh, okay.
Nostradamus. There was some weird stuff in the news today and over the weekend. What is this? Judge in Chicago was deemed insane, but is going to get back on the bench?
Yes, Judge Cynthia Brim. She's 55 years old, and she is trying to get her $182,000 a year job back. She wants to get back on the bench, even though she was declared legally insane back in 2012 when she shoved a sheriff's deputy. For the first time in the state of Illinois, attorneys on the case say a judicial disciplinary panel has been tackling the question about whether a judge who has been basically declared insane should be allowed to return or not. The 7-member panel is discussing it.
So she shoved a deputy in court?
Yeah, she was found guilty of misdemeanor battery by reason of insanity. She shoved a sheriff's deputy outside the Daly Center during a manic episode in March 2012. A day earlier, she'd broken into an extended rant while presiding over a traffic court.
So she's been certified this way by medical psychologists and psychiatrists, I presume, and do they prescribe drugs for her? You mentioned the word manic, so that brings to mind perhaps she's on medication.
Yes, she is clinically manic depressive. She said to the commission on Friday, "I just broke like a pencil," talking about her snap previously. "It was totally inappropriate for me to say what I did at that time or any other time." So basically she's like the inmate coming before the parole board saying, "Yeah, I've cleaned my act up. I'm a lot better than I was before."
Well, you know, it poses some, unfortunately, for the people in that, you know, who would be in front of her court, it's a tough decision because, I mean, if she's under, you know, the medical care and she's taking her medication, presumably she's qualified to live a normal life.
She says she's going to keep on her meds. She will see a psychiatrist on a regular basis. Can I please have my job back?
Boy, I can see her suing if she doesn't get it back. Wouldn't that be something?
Well, that's kind of wacky there. Look, as long as I do drugs, I can adjudicate my job and make judgments over other people. As long as I do my drugs and do them in the right amounts.
Well, now, when it comes to psycho drugs, some of them are more akin to salts than they are an actual drug per se. But nonetheless, it does pose some interesting ethical questions that somebody's going to have to figure out.
And just a little background: Judge Brim has been hospitalized at least 9 times for mental illness in the last 20 years.
Okay, that's enough for me.
I would think that would be.
A psychiatrist says there's at the most a 10% chance she would do this again.
Yes, try telling that to the guy she throws in the slammer. And then there's another judge that a lot of people would perhaps think she's insane as well.
Well, yeah, by the ruling, not by any mental snaps, a Superior Court judge in Delaware sentenced a wealthy heir to the DuPont fortune to probation. The charge, raping his 3-year-old daughter. The reason why this man is not being sent to prison, she says, well, he would not fare well in prison. And he needs treatment instead of time behind bars.
I suppose any defendant could, you know, argue that in front of a sentencing judge. You know, I'm not going to do all that great in jail there, Mr. You know, Your Honor. That is absurd.
I say follow the money.
Yeah. Do you say a DuPont heir?
Yes.
Follow the money.
Richards the Fourth. He's unemployed. He's supported by his trust fund.
Yeah.
But his great-grandfather is a DuPont family patriarch, Irene DuPont. His father is Robert H. Richards III, a retired partner in a law firm.
Wow. And he assaulted his own, you said it was a member of his own family?
His 3-year-old daughter.
Oh, my God.
Now, you could say, oh, well, maybe he's old. Maybe he's not feeling well. Maybe he's 6'4", He weighs between 250 and 275. No physical illnesses in his medical chart. So being frail and old really isn't an excuse in this case.
Follow the money, Dennis.
All I can say to that judge...
This is dirty.
All I can say to that judge is that prison wasn't supposed to be a bed of, you know, roses. It's supposed to be inconvenient.
You're not supposed to like it. That's why
like
you don't want
to
go.
It's not supposed to be a great experience. Duh. All right, but what is a great experience is the American Adversaries in Drive Time. Thanks, Dr. Dennis.
Yeah, the punishment I would give this guy for hurting a three-year-old like that, I'm sorry. It's so much worse than he could ever get
throw
in prison.
Throw him in the slammer and throw away the key.
No, I'd do worse. Folks, right. American Adversaries will be back.
Night, everybody.
AM 660, The Answer, 24 RL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Communications, Intelligent.